This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. Make news real again. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Dossier on Trump that's circulated now that the news is reporting is completely fake. Completely fake. If you've ever wondered why the news media is treated with such derision and distrust, well, folks, today's your lucky day. BuzzFeed published a dossier that says President-elect Donald Trump is a pervert who is being blackmailed by Russian agents who have compromising material about his sexual kinks. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Mr. Obama gave his farewell speech last night. Did you, anybody watch it? Unfortunately, I was forced to watch it so that I can report to you. But what's amazing is nobody's talking about it today. Nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about this fake news story. And of course, Donald Trump gave a press conference. But let me go back to this BuzzFeed article here, this dossier. It supposedly insists that Trump went to Moscow, insisted on staying in a hotel room used by Mr. Obama and Muchel, and that Trump hired prostitutes to urinate on the bed. Really? And BuzzFeed and CNN and other news outlets ran with it. Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, CNN, I forget what others. And it's all complete BS. And if you are to believe BuzzFeed's own intro into the material, which stresses that we're talking about explosive, but unverified allegations, they actually said that. Worse still, from a journalistic perspective, this is the sort of phony, baloney, BS that people are starting to reject. And the problem is this, is that you create this innuendo and you say this, and then people start taking it as real. Case in point, Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal, look, front page of the Wall Street Journal. Dossier on Trump, Russia focus of probe. Let me read this article to you. This is the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. It's an article written by Shane Harris, Devin Barrett, and Alan Cullison. Okay? U.S. intelligence agencies and the Federal Bureau of Investigation have spent months trying to substantiate explosive claims compiled by a former Western intelligence official that Russian government operatives engaged in extensive conspiracy with advisors to President Trump's presidential campaign, employees of his company, people familiar with the matter said. Now listen, the unverified allegations, including the claim Russia has material that could be used to blackmail Mr. Trump, were deemed sufficiently significant by senior intelligence officials to summarize them in a two-page addendum to the classified briefing President-elect Trump received last Friday about Russian efforts to influence the U.S. presidential campaign, the people said. The people said. So when you see attribution with no one's name there, it could just be any. It's that's right there, red flag, tells you this story is complete BS, okay? So Donald Trump, what did he do? Fake news, a total political witch hunt. Now, let me read this to you. U.S. officials confirmed that a summary of the information had been given to Mr. Trump. They said sharing such unverified information was taken out of an abundance of caution that the incoming president should be aware of allegations being made against him that should have been become public. A decision intelligence experts backed. The agencies are continuing to investigate the claims, the people familiar with the matter said. But yet they put it out there as true. And so people run with it. In fact, let me just go to this article. Here. While U.S. agencies have been unable to verify the allegations, the former official produced the report as a long and respected track record among intelligence officials. So let me just tell you how this story came about. The people at 4chan, okay, which are basically a bunch of, they're 16 to 24-year-olds, okay, sitting around, trolling on the internet. They put out this this bogus story. They just made it up. They made up this bogus news story. And they put it out there. They sent it to Rick Wilson. Rick Wilson is one of the Never Trumpers. He's the leading Never Trumper guy. In fact, he's the guy that put Evan McMuffin up to run for president. Just to try to stop Donald Trump from winning Utah. It was, of course, unsuccessful, like everything that they've done. So Rick Wilson gets a hold of this, sends it to John McCain, and John McCain gives it to the CIA. It's the same people, which is Marco Rubio, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Chuckie Schumer, the Gang of Eight. Okay? It's a fake news story. Here's what Ben Smith. Ben Smith is the head honcho of their BuzzFeed. So this is what he tweeted about this story. As you've probably seen this evening, we published a secret dossier making explosive and unverified allegations about Donald Trump and Russia. I wanted to briefly explain to you how we made the decision to publish it. Okay? By the way, same language here in the Wall Street Journal. The unverified allegations. Unsubstantiated, unverified. Unverified allegations. We published the dossier, which Ken Bensinger obtained through his characteristically ferocious reporting, so that, as we wrote, quote, Americans can make up their own minds about allegations about the president-elect that have circulated at the highest levels of U.S. government. Our presumption is to be transparent in our journalism and to share what we have with our readers. We have always erred on the side of publishing. In this case, the document was in wide circulation at the highest levels of American government and media. It seems to lie behind a set of vague allegations from the Senate Majority Leader and to the Director of the FBI in a report that intelligence agencies have determined to the president and president-elect. As we noted in our story, there is serious reason to doubt the allegations. Well, then why are you reporting it? We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, loose, get a spotlight, give you something that you know to change the weather. But a cattle fight is called tonight, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. All right, so earlier in the show, I talked to you about how I had to go get my teeth cleaned today, right? So I'm driving to the dentist, and you know, I'm listening to the local, the talk station here, WIOD, in Miami. Okay. And that's the station, by the way, that's the station that has, like, Rush, Sean Hannity, unfortunately, Glenn Beck. Anyway. So they have this literally this clown on from 10 to 12. Armand Fernande. I'm going to call him out here. Who's basically a Democrat operative. He runs a polling firm here in Miami. So they give this guy a show. And he is literally nothing more than a purveyor of fake news. And I'm not kidding you when I say that. He's a purveyor of fake news. And so he gets on and he starts talking about this story, this BuzzFeed story, as if it is true. And see, therein lies the problem. Is that, look, I, because I do what I do, have the ability to look at stories, pick them apart, and figure out whether they're fake or not. But many members of the media don't do that. They traffic in fake news. And it's nothing more than a disinformation. I mean, look, this is nothing different. This has been going on forever from the time of Joseph Stalin or Lenin, Goebbels with the Nazis, Mao Zedong. I mean, we could go on and on and on throughout history. So you have to ask yourself, what has happened now to the institution of media in this country, where they have completely fallen down drunk? It's like, you know what? Go home. You've had too much to drink. So today, and this is why I absolutely love what Donald Trump does. I love how he confronts the media and calls them out. So today, part of this news story too was that, and I heard, by the way, I heard this yesterday. This story was coming out like in the evening yesterday as I finished doing the show. Here's the problem. You've got people that actually report this as true, because it came out last night basically that there were people within the Trump campaign who met with Russian officials to conspire. You know, the inference was they met with the Russians to conspire to deny Hillary Clinton the presidency, right? And they cited Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, longtime attorney, to say that Michael Cohen traveled to Prague and to Moscow. Now, Michael Cohen's come out today and he said, I've never been to Prague, I've never been to Moscow. In fact, during that time in question, I was in California with my son talking to the USC coaches about maybe my son playing basketball at USC or something like that. And it's true, he was actually in L.A. at the time. So I want to play this for you. This is Trump. He gets in a shouting match with the CNN reporter Jim Acosta. And he says straight up, your organization is fake. You are fake news. You're fake news. Listen.
Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm. It was just reported that it wasn't this Michael Cohen they were talking about. So all night long, it's Michael Cohen. I said, I want to see your passport. He brings his passport to my office. I say, hey, wait a minute. He didn't leave the country. He wasn't out of the country. They had Michael Cohen of the Trump Organization was in Prague. It turned out to be a different Michael Cohen. It's a disgrace what took place. It's a disgrace. And I think they ought to apologize to start with Michael Cohen.
Since you're attacking us, can you give us a question?
Okay, let me stop there. So Jim Acosta gets into it. And he goes, since you're attacking us in our news organization, let me ask you a question. Now, listen to this exchange. This is just classic.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization,
you are attacking our news organization.
Your organization,
can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir, can you state, Mr. President-elect, can you say categorically, Mr. President-elect, can you give us a question?
Don't be rude.
You're attacking us. Can you give us a question?
Don't be rude. No, I'm not going to give you a question. I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you state categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you state categorically that nobody, no, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate.
Oh, Mr. President-elect, that's not appropriate. Me and all the beta males think that's not appropriate. You remember during the campaign where I think some members of the media had asked Donald Trump, well, when you become president, are you going to talk to us like this? And he's like, yeah, I am going to talk to you like this. And I love how Jim Acosta goes, well, that's not appropriate. Dude, shut up. You're fake news. I love it. He calls him out. He says, you're fake news. You're fake news. I mean, it's like Christmas and a Super Bowl all wrapped up into one. By the way, did you watch the national championship game the other night? I forgot to mention this yesterday. Clemson wins in the last second. Defeats Alabama. It was awesome. And that was real. Hopefully. But here's the deal. You've got the media that are being called out now by the President of the United States. He's calling them out. He's calling them out every day. And I got to tell you, for me, and to watch that, it's such a treat every day. And I suspect that news conferences, he's going to make news conferences great again. It might not be great for the members of the media, but you know what? It's going to be great for us. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So if you were listening to the show earlier in the last hour, we had, and by the way, it's okay if you weren't, we had Ellen Ratner on the show, and she talked about how the media, how members of the media should rally around other members of the media. And I couldn't disagree more, and I'll tell you why. Because I feel that it is our duty as the media to call out the fake news media. Because it does us all a disservice. And as I was watching, I was listening to the actual press conference in the car. And then I got home and I was wondering, I was like, oh man, I wonder how CNN is going to deal with this. And of course, CNN had this whole panel, right? Like after the press conference. And the whole panel was just all, it's like Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and Jim Scavuto and who else was there? Dana Bash. That black chick, Simone Simon, who was the former, she's a campaign manager, a press secretary for Bernie Sanders. Anyway, basically just a bunch of Trump haters. And then they did have Rick Santorum on there. who I will say he's not a hater. He actually was the only one defending. But listen to CNN defend itself, because CNN ran with the story as well last night. Of course, not to the extent that BuzzFeed did, but they still did, because they intimated. I want you to listen to.
So that's one.
Jake Tapper.
And when Mr. Trump went after our own Jim Acosta, saying he's fake news and he isn't going to call for him, what I suspect we are seeing here is an attempt to discredit legitimate, responsible attempts to report on this incoming administration with irresponsible journalism that hurts us all, and the media going forward should keep that in mind. So that's one, just to get that out of the way.
You're referring specifically to BuzzFeed.
It's irresponsible to put uncorroborated information on the Internet. I can understand why President-elect Trump would be upset about that. I would be upset about it, too. It's why we did not publish it and why we did not detail any specifics from it, because it was uncorroborated, and that's not what we do. We are in the business of sussing out what is true and what is false.
Okay, that's not entirely true, because they did put it in. They put the story out. They just didn't print the specifics of the story. And you see, you can just put it out there. You can put out the allegation and not give the specifics of the story. That's actually worse, I would argue. It's actually worse. Because then it just leads, it's up to your imagination to figure out the story. Here's CNN's Jim Scudo. He called Jim Acosta brave for asking Trump a question. He was brave. Again, more beta males.
Here with me, Evan Perez, and many other reporters at CNN, we were very careful to not even mention one of the allegations in the corroborated document, and anyone who suggests we did is not telling you the truth. Jim?
If I could just add this, a lot of charges were leveled at CNN, including my brave colleague there, Jim Acosta. If I could say, what Donald Trump in that press conference and his surrogates, Sean Spicer, including that press conference, including in our attempts to reach out to them, have not answered are the essential facts of our story.
Right. Exactly. That's the point. All right, I'm going to go with, I got a caller on the line. We've got Dan from Oregon. Hey, Dan, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you for accepting the phone call. Listen, when I watched Trump on today, I was so proud of being American and so proud of having a president who had the kabanzas and kneecaps to call it as it is. And that was just so refreshing and exhilarating, I must say. And the other point I want to make is that your friend, your Jewish mother there, I disagree with her, and I agree with you, and I think it best could be said by Thomas Jefferson. Someone once said to him, "Our country right or wrong," he said, "Our country right, our country wrong, we'll correct it." And that's what Trump was saying, is that the press has done nasty, nasty things by omission, part-truths, half-truths, and downright fake news. And the other aspect that he didn't cover was the amount of detail that he put in to show that he is 6 times removed from running his corporation and the money he would lose by doing so, and that he didn't have to. He wanted to avoid a conflict, and he did it for the best of the country. Those are my 2 comments, and I'll get off the air. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, Dan. I appreciate it. You know, to your first point, I couldn't agree with you more. I felt the same way. I felt proud to be an American. That's a great point, Dan. It's exactly how I felt as well. I felt like, my God, finally, we've got somebody that's going to push back. We've got a Republican that's not going to cave, that's going to push back on the media and the lies that have been spread. You know, that to me, you're right. To the caller, that's why kind of what I said earlier. If you were listening, I said, it's like Christmas. It's like, we won the Super Bowl all in one, every day, every day. And look, we do have to call out the media. We do have to call out the media. I think, you know, I personally, that's my job, is to call out the media. That's my job, is to, you know, say, no, you guys are wrong. I mean, if you notice, that's one of the central themes of my show, is to call out the media minions, because that's what they are. They're nothing but media minions. And to call it, and to call out the media. You see, the problem is, again, everybody in D.C. is afraid to criticize. You know, like, for instance, the caller mentioned Ellen Ratner. And look, Ellen Ratner's, she's an awesome person. She really is, for those that don't know her. But she is part of that Inside the Beltway Washington media establishment, which I'm really not a part of that. I mean, I know it. I can slide in and out of there. But the reality is that I don't live in D.C. I don't live in New York, which I think is a positive, because it allows me to kind of kick back and just view what's going on and not be in that bubble, in that echo chamber that is the media. That is the media. So, you know, watching that press conference, I have to say this. You know, I know I'm taking a lot of time with this, but it's because it's important. Because I think going forward, I think we are at a seminal moment here. And I don't know how long this is going to last for. Where you're seeing the media crash and burn here. They have absolutely no legitimacy anymore. I mean, who's going to pay attention to these people anymore? Unless you're an avowed a Democrat slash Marxist. Who's going to listen to these people anymore? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome. The Edward Woodson Show.
Bam! Don't believe the hype. That's why I'm here. All right, so let me just play this soundbite for you. So the White House today called the BuzzFeed Trump story news. They actually called it news. You see, here's the deal. That's why we can't trust these people, okay? We can't trust them because they're constantly lying to us. And now here's the deal. Now we know it. Listen.
Jared.
Josh, not in the context of last week's briefing, but in the context of the news story of the last 24 hours, have you seen, has the president seen, the reports from CNN, from BuzzFeed, from Mother Jones about these, you know, this compromise, this allegation about compromising information for the president's wife?
The president was quite busy last evening while this news broke, but I'm sure so he was not reading it in real time as this information was being reported. But the president is certainly aware of the news reports and has read many of them.
Any reaction that the president has? Have you spoken to him since that? I know that NBC News got a chance to ask him a little bit about this on the plane, but yeah. Have you talked to him about any of these details, any reaction to what's included in this? Again, not about what may or may not have been included last week in the confidential briefing, but in this as a news story.
I don't have a specific presidential reaction to share with you. I know the president did have an opportunity to talk to Lester Holt of NBC about this briefly last evening before the speech. But I don't have anything to add to it beyond what the president said.
In the press conference today, the president-elect said that because...
They're actually putting this out as like it's a real story or something. See? That's the problem. Now, look. It's not a real story. It was a fake story. In fact, look. But here's how this starts. This is how this happens. Look. Now, this is from the... This is from the Miami Herald today, but it's basically a McClatchy newspaper, so I'm sure this story was, you know, Washington Post, and all the McClatchy papers, right? So, here's the story. Here's the headline. Trump was briefed on claims Russia had compromising information on him. A classified report delivered to President Barack Obama and President-elect Donald Trump last week included a section summarizing allegations that Russian intelligence services have compromising material and information on Trump's personal life and finances, U.S. officials said. The officials said that U.S. intelligence agencies have not corroborated those allegations, but believed that the sources involved in the reporting were credible enough to warrant inclusion of their claims in the highly classified report on Russian interference in the presidential campaign. Now, again, you've got to read carefully and read between the lines. A senior U.S. official with access to the document said that the allegations were presented, at least in part, to underscore that Russia had embarrassing information on both major candidates, but only released material that might harm Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton, a reflection of Russian motivation that bolstered U.S. spy agencies' conclusions that Moscow sought to help Trump win. Now, first of all, if they're trying to blackmail him, why would they put this out? Wouldn't they keep it secret? Because now they can't blame him. I mean, they can't blackmail him because everybody knows now. So, how are you going to blackmail him? Now, the story goes on to say this. The inclusion of such unsubstantiated allegations in the election report, a document first reported Tuesday by CNN. Okay, remember, CNN just said, oh, we never reported uncorroborated information. Well, yeah, you did. In fact, the Washington Post is saying that you did. Okay? The inclusion of such unsubstantiated allegations in the election report, a document first reported Tuesday by CNN, adds a disturbing new dimension to existing concerns about Russian efforts to undermine American democracy. If true, of course, we don't know if it's true. Listen to this. If true, the information suggests that Moscow has assembled damaging information that conceivably, you're getting these words here, conceivably could be used to coerce Trump. Not that they did, but conceivably. You know, I almost bought a lotto ticket, and conceivably I could have won the big lotto. Conceivably. All right? If true, the information suggests that Moscow has assembled damaging information that conceivably could be used to coerce Trump. The claims were presented in a two-page summary attached to the full report. The addendum also included allegations of ongoing contact between members of Trump's inner circle and representatives of Moscow. The inference being that these people went out and the Trump people went out and made overtures to Moscow to somehow rig the election. Okay? Right. The inner circle. U.S. officials said that the claims about Russian possession of compromising material were based not on information through traditional intelligence channels, here we go, but research done by an outside entity engaged in political consulting work led by a former British intelligence official. The material was first reported, first mentioned in a Mother Jones report in October. The U.S. officials said that while the FBI has so far not confirmed the accuracy of the claims, U.S. officials had evaluated the sources relied upon by the private firm, considered them credible, and determined that it was plausible that they would have had firsthand knowledge of Trump's alleged dossier on Trump. This from the Washington Post. Okay? Today. It's all fake. This is not true. But yet, it's being put out there. Washington Post. This is the Washington Post. Washington Post ran with this story. So you read this, and you go, wow, you know, maybe something to this here, the Russians, yeah. This is McCarthyism. This is a red under everybody's bed. Are you kidding me? And by the way, I can refute this story here, that Trump was briefed. Because NBC is reporting that Trump wasn't briefed. They never saw the addendum. This was supposedly an addendum that they gave Trump in his briefing on Friday. It's a total bogus story. But see, the White House talks about it. Josh Earnest. You've got people in D.C. that are in government, right, that push this out. You can't believe anybody anymore. So when people go, well, you know, John McCain was saying this, and you notice how it's always the same cast of characters? John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio. It's all the never-Trumpers. But it's like stealth now. Because what they've done is they stopped their public criticisms of Donald Trump because he won. So they are now doing this backdoor deal. This is what they do. Because they engage in fake news. This is serious stuff here. And as I always say, you don't need to believe me. Do your own research. But don't take whatever you hear as being truth. And therein lies the problem. All right. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. I've got some more real news for you.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.